Story number 18, The Devil and the Blacksmith. This is the second of three stories about the devil in the book Danish Folk Tales. All three stories reveals an image of the devil as something real, something tangible. You can see the devil, and you can make a fool out of him, and you can laugh at the stupid things he's doing. I like that picture, and I think maybe here, there's something for us to learn from these people telling stories long, long time ago.
Once there was a blacksmith who had made a deal with the devil that the devil would make him as comfortable as he could be for 50 years. In return, the devil could take the blacksmith on his 50th birthday. And so it was that the blacksmith had a good life, with enough work to keep him busy, and there was always plenty of food, wine, and money in his house. One day, three riders stopped by the blacksmith. It was the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, and St. Peter. Among the three, it was always St. Peter who talked to the people they met. "Please, Mr. Blacksmith," said St. Peter, "can you take a look at the horse of the Lord? The shoe fell off when we came into the valley here. We had all three horses shoed when we left paradise, but you know how it is. All the good blacksmiths are not with us up in heaven. Rather, they are all down in hell with the devil and his people. We will reward you according to the quality of the shoemaking." "Certainly, St. Peter," said the blacksmith. "Please find yourself a comfortable place to sit in the shadow of the pear tree, and I will bring some juice from the pears, most delicious, if I may say so myself." And so God, Jesus, and St. Peter sat and watched how this very skillful blacksmith shoed the white horse of the Lord. When he had shoed one foot, he asked if he should remove the rest and replace them with some good solid shoes instead of the flimsy ones the smith up in heaven had made. The three men, or they weren't really men, but you know what I mean, nodded. And so it was that the Lord himself sat on a white horse with four freshly made, high-quality horseshoes. St. Peter thanked the blacksmith and said he had done an excellent job on the Lord's horse. "I will grant you three wishes for your good work." "Well," said the blacksmith, "my first wish concerns the three-legged stool in the middle of my workshop." The blacksmith pointed at the stool. St. Peter nodded. He had already noticed the stool. "I want everybody who sits on the stool to stick to it, unable to move, until I say they can go," said the blacksmith. "A strange wish," said God to St. Peter. "It is like he does not care about what happens to him after life. The blacksmith should wish for eternal salvation after death." "My second wish," said the blacksmith, "is about the pear tree you've been sitting under. There are a lot of boys climbing into that tree and stealing my pears. I want everybody who climbs up into the pear tree to be stuck in the branches until I say they can climb down." St. Peter said that wish was granted. "Once again, he forgot to wish for his salvation," said Jesus Christ. "Finally, my third wish," said the blacksmith. St. Peter, Jesus, and God listened with wide open eyes, expecting the blacksmith to use this last wish for eternal afterlife in heaven. Instead, the blacksmith took out an old tattered purse from his pocket. "I hate it when my wife or my men steal a shilling or a krona from my purse. Make it so whatever is put inside my purse can only leave it with my consent." "You have your three wishes," said St. Peter, and mounted his horse. The three men left the blacksmith, and God looked down on his horse's hooves and gave a little nod of approval. On the morning of his 50th birthday, the blacksmith went inside his workshop and found that the devil was waiting for him. "Now, go and collect your tools," said the devil. "We have a long walk ahead of us." "I understand," said the blacksmith. "Please sit on the stool there and wait for me. I won't be a minute." The devil sat on the three-legged stool and heard how the blacksmith called to all his men that they should bring all their tools. The devil was stuck on the stool while the blacksmith and his men used their hammers, crowbars, and other tools to beat the devil. The devil screamed,
"What shall it take to stop you beating me?"
10 more years, said the blacksmith with a big smile. He was granted 10 more years, and the devil was released from the stool. He left the workshop. Behind him, he could hear the blacksmith and his men celebrating 10 more years of a good life for the blacksmith. On his 60th birthday, the devil was waiting for him in the garden. It was a wonderful, warm, late summer's day, and the pears in the tree were at their best. Juicy, soft, tasty. Oh, it was a treat to eat pears from that tree. All the boys in the village had stopped plundering that tree after the first year when they found themselves stuck in its branches. So this year the tree hung heavy with fruit. The blacksmith gathered his tools, and when he came out of his workshop, the devil was standing under the pear tree admiring the pears. "They look delicious," the devil said. "I would love to taste one." "Yes," said the blacksmith, "I could climb up into the tree and pick some pears for our journey."
"No," said the devil, "I'm not stupid. You will play a trick on me once you're up in that tree. I will climb up there myself. Then you can wait under the tree and collect the pears when I throw them down to you."
And so the devil climbed up into the tree and picked the 2 most juicy pears and was just about to throw them down to the blacksmith. But he was nowhere to be seen. The blacksmith had left the garden and was calling all the boys that used to steal his pears.
"I think there is a thief in my pear tree, boys," said the blacksmith. "Hit him with a stone."
And so the boys threw stones at the devil, who couldn't defend himself.
"Ouch," said the devil. "When I come down from this tree, I will teach you a lesson. Ouch!"
The boys stopped their happy game of stone throwing, but the blacksmith told them that there was nothing to be afraid of because the devil wasn't able to climb down from that tree any more than the boys were 10 years ago. The devil cried out,
"What do you want?"
And another stone hit him.
"Ouch!"
said the devil.
"Please don't hit me. I will give you anything."
10 more years, and no revenge on the boys, said the blacksmith.
"Yes, yes, you have 10 more years, and I won't hurt your boys, I promise."
The devil climbed down the tree and went back to hell. The blacksmith climbed up into the tree and picked a great basket full of pears. The blacksmith shared the pears among the boys and the men from the workshop, and they sat in the sunshine with pear juice dripping down their faces. On his 70th birthday, the blacksmith began to feel his age. He enjoyed the quietness of a Sunday afternoon tea with his wife and maybe one friend more than the excitement of daily life in the workshop. But still he thought that there were some more years left in him to enjoy this world. So when the devil came to collect him, he made sure that he had his purse with him. The devil was suspicious of the blacksmith, so there would be no sitting on stools or climbing trees. They walked along the road, away from the village. As they walked past a giant poplar tree, the blacksmith stopped and admired it. He said, "Is it true that you can transform yourself into whatever you like?"
"Yes," said the devil, "I can do that. Everything I want to be, I can become."
"So you can be as tall as that tree?" asked the blacksmith. And there was a devilish sound, and then the devil became taller than the tree. "Impressive," said the blacksmith, and took the purse out from his pocket. "Can you make yourself so little that you fit into this purse?" said the blacksmith. And whoosh! The devil was inside the purse. The blacksmith closed the purse, and suddenly he was very deaf. He couldn't hear the sound from the desperate devil trying to escape from the purse. The blacksmith returned to his workshop and told all the men working there once again to bring their hammers. The devil shouted from inside the purse that they should not beat him. The sound of the devil was thin and weak, but the blacksmith knew what he was saying. So the blacksmith told the devil they would start hitting the purse with their hammers if the devil didn't do what he wanted. With his tiny voice, the devil said he would do anything the blacksmith wanted, as long as the blacksmith just released him from his tiny prison. The blacksmith asked for 10 more years, which he was granted. The blacksmith released the devil, and he ran back into hell, wishing never to see the blacksmith again. Now the blacksmith was old, and he was ready to go. So he died one lovely spring day. He was buried with his tools, as they were back then. He walked all the way up to St. Peter, and found St. Peter outside the gates of heaven, checking if the right people were entering paradise. St. Peter looked bewildered when he saw who it was that wanted to enter. "So it is you," St. Peter said. "What do you want here? You had your chance to choose one of the wishes to be your eternal salvation. You didn't. And I think you have a friend down in the other department. I think the devil will be very pleased to invite you into hell. So bye for now." St. Peter turned around and told a priest that just because he was a priest, he wasn't automatically granted heavenly admittance. That depended on how he had served as a priest. The blacksmith didn't bother to hear the priest's answer to that. So he turned around and found his way down to hell. He knocked on the door, and it was the devil himself that opened the gate to hell. When the devil saw who it was, he gave a scream and said that the blacksmith under no circumstances was allowed entrance to hell. "But St. Peter up in heaven won't have me. And he said that you were my friend, and I have to be somewhere, so I thought I could just as well be here in hell." "I won't allow it," said the devil. "You are just going to make a lot of trouble. Now leave." The devil wanted to close the door, but the blacksmith was quicker than the devil, so he threw his bag of tools in the doorway, and it wouldn't close. The devil screamed and ran away. The blacksmith sat down beside his tools, thinking of what to do next. And if you have ever wondered why the gate to hell is always open, now you know.